I bet it is. Oh, it sounds like
it's
it.
So good with greens.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's good with greens. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
It's kind of forerunner to the hush puppy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
No.
No.
I heard dodger used in a comical sense, talking about somebody that made poor biscuits. They called them dodger or something.
Really?
Yeah. And my daddy used dodger cornbread or something like that. It was, anytime I ever used it, it made me think of it. It was not as well made or as pretty or as precise. It's just something thrown together like a bunch of men would make if they were free fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I made dodger
mm-hmm.
cornbread, or if they were a bunch of men cooking, they weren't really know what they were doing. They made it kind of sloppy.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you can think of made of cornmeal?
The cornmeal dumplings
were
unusual. I never heard of anybody heard of them but me. But my mother used to take ham, and she'd boil ham, and she'd take the ham broth and take the ham out. And, of course, we had to cook her ham in those
mm-hmm.
days. But she'd take the ham broth and bring it to a boil, and then she would scald the cornbread like she was going to make corn phones.
Mm-hmm.
And she would spoon them and drop them, or make them into little balls,
mm-hmm.
and drop them into this boiling ham broth and let them cook. And then when you served it, they took up all this grease and all this cornmeal. But then it began to thicken, see,
yeah.
And it was kind of a white gravy with big lumpy balls of dough, and they taste just like ham, and they were delicious.
Wow.
And probably about 300 calories in every bite.
Right. Wow.
But it was good. Salt meat would look better than fat back.
Oh, that would be a little bit
better. Yeah.
Do you know what they call the meat between the ham and the shoulder?